of Tomorrow accepts all state scholarships. For more information, check out SynergyMagnet.com or call 772-801-5522.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Are you finding that? Tell somebody, you can't hide no more. There's a whole lot of gifted people that hide. As to why they hide, there are varied reasons. But this year, you ain't gonna be able to hide no more. God's gonna call you out, and many are going to become forerunners. It might not be your personality. That's not what is important. You might be a quiet, shy person. That doesn't matter. When God calls you to that, he'll make you that. As we've been saying, and I believe I heard Steve Harvey say this. He said, your career is what you paid for. Your calling is what you made for. See, God's going to call you out, and you're going to begin to realize he's already made you for certain things. You just were afraid to enter in, but tell somebody, you're a forerunner. It's time to break out the pack. Amen. It's time to break out of the pack and begin to set the pace in the domain that you've been called to. It may be a bit uncomfortable to your flesh, to your leisure, but nonetheless, God is calling you. Amen. There always has to be leaders that will set the standard. Amen. Will establish the protocols and will follow God. This is going to be a year of training. You're going to find that God's going to begin to train you. He's taught you. And for many, he's even, and don't get offended, he's even babysat. He's changed your diaper with your 30-year saved self. Adult diapers. But he's changed your diapers. He's had a lot of patience with, but this year, he's put in you what's needed to be there, and now he's going to start training. Amen. Amen. Now it's no more get up, little baby. No, it's get your behind up, soldier, and get in line. And get your weapon. Strap them boots up. Amen. You're going to find that God going to bounce a quarter off your bed. See if it's bouncing. If it ain't bouncing, you're going to say, all right, break it down and make it up again. Tell somebody, it's time to be trained. See, there's a grace. Somebody say, there's a grace. Come on, there's a grace coming to you now where you're not going to be so touchy-feely. This year, there's a grace coming to you where you're not going to be so easily offended. There's a grace coming to you where you're not going to be scared of a lot of stuff that used to intimidate you. Inhibitions are going to be broken up. Amen. Phobias, fears. Come on, tell somebody, you're a forerunner. Some of y'all got people going to be amazed at your life. They're going to say, that sister so-and-so? She used to never say nothing. This is a year of change, a year of training. God's done some stuff. See, God's done some stuff in you that's been hidden, but it ain't going to be hidden no more. Amen. Tell somebody, no more hiding. It's time to break out. All right, Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Now, that's a present tense. Take it back to 20. That's a present tense. According to the power that works in us. there's a power that's working in you. As a matter of fact, that power has been working in you for a long time. But you've had a cap on it. But this year, the cap's going to be taken off. And the power that has been working in you is going to start working through you. Come on, time for the forerunners. Folk going to rise up overnight. Bold as all get out. With wisdom too. Amen, because God called you to lead, not to follow. You understand what I mean? Not to hold up the back of the pack, but to get up to the front of the pack. Because you have the sustaining vision. You're a seer, and you see. That doesn't mean that you're gonna, you know, just going to start bossing folk around. I don't mean that. Let me get that straight. It don't mean you're going to be, you know, telling everybody what to do and get fired. No, I don't mean that. I mean your spirit man going to break out. All right, so get it back up for me. According to the power that worketh in us, next verse, unto him be glory in the church by Jesus, or Christ Jesus, throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Now, when it talks about exceeding abundantly above, we're talking about exceeding limitations. If you think back in the prior year, you can think back of certain limitations that were, restrictions that may have defined your life. What's going to happen this year, you're going to see that those limitations are going to be taken off. See, some of us don't yet know real freedom. Because when you're God's bond man, you're his free man. I said some of us don't know real freedom yet. Because phobias and fears and things people have said into our life hem us in, keep us shy, you know, keep us silent. Tell somebody right now, no more silence of the lambs. This lion's getting ready to roar. Are you ready for that this year? Come on, I say, are you ready for the lion to roar this year? When a lion roars in the jungle, listen, all the animals take notice. Everybody stops in their tracks. Just at the roar of the lion of Judah is about to roar in your life. Get ready for it. You got to get rid of all that shy stuff. Well, you know, I don't want to know. Get rid of that foolishness. Lord, what would you have me to do? What would you have me to say? Where would you have me to go? What do you want me to be? Amen. It means exceeding limitations. It means abundantly, more and more of the same kind. More and more of the same kind. It means exceeding. It means surpassing that which is lawful. Surpassing that which is lawful. Exceeding abundantly above all that you ask or think. According. In accordance with the power that's working in you. Is already working in you. He that has begun a good work in you. This is important. He will perform it. Amen. Tell somebody, just stay joyful in the Lord. Come on, tell them, stay joyful in the Lord. He will perform it. It's when you start feeling like you got to do everything. Well, you got to figure this thing out. Well, you got to lay hands and deliver. No, God is the deliverer. He said he sent his word and healed them. Amen. God is the one that'll set you free. But it's when you think you have to do it all that you lose that level of joy. Amen. But tell somebody again, stay joyful. I believe this is going to be a year of great joy. Amen. Come on. With all that's going on in the world, it ain't going to make a lot of sense because it's going to defy the natural order. When you should be sad, you're going to be glad. When you should be depressed, you're going to be off the charts with a testimony. Come on, when you should be, amen, gloom and doom, you're going to be encouraging other folks. I don't know how this works. I don't care how it works. All I know is it works. If your purpose in your mind is to stay glad, tell somebody, I got plenty to be glad about. Just because the devil tried to throw a little something in your path, just because the devil tried to trip you up, think about what God has already done. Think about where God has brought you from. Think about what he's promised for your future. Think about what he's doing right now. Amen. When I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul begins to cry out, hallelujah! Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God I'm saved. Where he brought you from, what he brought you out of, what he kept you from, who he delivered you from, set you on straight street, regulated your crazy mind, healed your sick body, brought you out the gutter. Now you're up in here praising God. Now you're up in here giving him glory. Now you are a child of a kingdom. Now you got heaven on your mind. Hallelujah. Exceeding abundantly above. Listen, this is a foretaste. This ain't nothing but a little taste. Well, what's that? Was it a little palate cleaner? That's what we call it. Y'all know palate cleaners. You know, when we, cleanser. You know, they give you a little sherbet. You probably get your thumb and your little pinky in there. It's called a palate cleanser. You know, after you eat your salad, then right after the salad, they give you this little stick and you put it there. You know, you're like, well, where'd ice cream at? You know. But it's a palate cleanser. What we experience, the highest level of joy and peace and all that we get now is a palate cleanser. It's the earnest. It's the down payment, let me say, on your house. So listen, this thing gonna get better and better. I'll say it this way, gooder and gooder, greater and greater. The world's going to get darker and darker, but we are not of the world. We are in the world, but we are not of the world. We have been set free. We've been delivered out of the world, translated into another kingdom. The kingdom of heaven is among us. It's in us, and it's growing every day. It's growing like Superman. Come on, forerunners. I can see y'all now running for a phone booth. Somebody shout, this is my year. Somebody shout, this is my decade. It ain't over yet, it's just beginning. My next chapter is my best chapter. Amen. God didn't give you that level of expectation for nothing. God will not disappoint an expectant heart. You're not feeling that for nothing.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Now enrolling Synergy School of Tomorrow, Junior College in St. Lucie County, grades 6 through 12. Synergy is a college preparatory and vocational school that offers students who graduate a high school diploma with the potential of earning an AA degree or vocational certifications in pre-med, technology, culinary, cosmetology, and more. Synergy Magnet is a proud partner of WCNO.